99.9 FM W260CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
Alabama coach Nick Saban is retiring.
There's no argument to me counter to Nick Saban being the greatest college football coach of all time. There's no argument.
One of three will be too late, and UCF has knocked off number three Kansas.
An absolute stunner in front of a sold-out crowd for the program's first Big 12 win.
I'm holding someone's shoe. I don't know whose this is. I don't have a clue, but I've got a shoe. That's how wild this game has been.
This morning's eye-opener is presented by Progressive, making it easy to bundle and...
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group of conservatives in Racine County are launching a recall campaign against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Matthew Snorick of Union Grove filed the paperwork on Wednesday. He says that Voss is blocking fair elections in Wisconsin by not moving to impeach the state's top election administrator, Megan Wolf. In a statement, Voss called the recall a waste of time, resources, and effort. The Wisconsin legislature will have new political boundaries this year after December's state Supreme Court ruling. Governor Evers says it's a big step towards a more fair and functional legislature.
We are a purple state. The legislature does not reflect that. We have to have competitive races. Our present legislature does not respond to that.
Evers speaking with Up North News on Civic Media. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Golden Eagles lose to Butler. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, number 11th ranked Marquette Golden Eagles could not hit from the three-point line. They lost at home to the Butler Bulldogs, 69-62. Guard Sean Jones went down hard in the second half.
Don't have anything official, but it looks like Sean sustained a knee injury. we'll get an MRI.
Marquette's head coach Shaka Smart. Number 15th ranked Wisconsin with a win on the road. They beat Ohio State 71-60. The Badgers have now won five in a row. NFL, the Seattle Seahawks looking for a new head coach. Pete Carroll is out after 14 seasons in Seattle. He's 72. The Packers practicing indoors for Sunday's game in Dallas. Green Bay, the youngest team in the postseason. Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy.
They got some new faces, particularly, play a lot of guys in their secondary, throughout the year. Have seen Jordan a few times in the breakdowns. It's really just getting tuned with the matchups.
That's Mike McCarthy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We are keeping an eye on yet another winter storm system that'll have the potential to bring 6+ inches of snow with very strong wind gusts and blowing snow, with snow starting late tonight, continuing through Friday, and wind really kicking in Friday night through Saturday. Stay tuned for updates today. Partly to mostly cloudy, 32. Snow starts late tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport.
News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
I'm not like really worried about dying though. Like I'm not afraid to die. I'm not trying to be tough. Like I'm not afraid to die. But like I'm actually like looking forward to my funeral, which sounds kind of weird because like I just like to have fun, you know. And I'm gonna have fun with my funeral. Because I think you should, like, it's your last party on Earth, you know? It's like, I think you should, like, spice it up. You know, like, I've got a couple things I'm going to do. First thing I'm going to do for my funeral is I'm going to have, like, a chunk of money and send it off to some random celebrity and have them show up at my funeral. Like, save up, like, $5,000 just for this, you know? And be like, here's $5,000 and mail it off to some celebrity, like John Stamos from Full House. Here's $5,000. All you have to do, keep the money, just fly to my funeral, show up, cry, and leave. That's it. That's all you have to do. Just show up, cry. That's it. You don't have to talk to anybody or anything. I just think it'd be great to see all my friends and family at the funeral like, oh my God, I can't believe he's dead, man. He's dead. It's just not right, man. It's just not right. Hey, is that John Stamos? What is he doing here? Did Nick know John Stamos? Oh my God, he's really crying. Were they brothers? Was Nick's last name Stamos?
WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here today. And it's snowing. What an apropos subject. Winter driving. Sergeant Christy Wilcox from the Racine Police Department is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
I see you made it through the blizzard of 24.
I gave myself time to get here on time.
You
know,
and that's the key. Don't come out at your regular time. If you come out at your regular time, there's going to be a problem because you got extra things to do. Now, when I go out this morning, I just wiped my car down. I got to do my wife's car, and I wiped hers down. And I looked at the clock. I said, oh, perfect timing. Let's go. Because I did skip breakfast, and I went out and cleaned the cars off instead. And I live on Main Street, so it really wasn't that bad anyway. But still, allow yourself extra time, and that's the whole key to this whole thing.
Absolutely.
I mean, how many times do we turn on the news, and you see these pileups on the freeway, especially out east where they and in the up, the west, where they had these major snowstorms, and these 18-wheelers are one into the other. They just keep going because they can't, 18-wheelers, they don't have brakes like we do. And they just keep plowing and plowing and plowing. Before you know it, you got 50 cars and trucks plowing up freeway because people couldn't you know, couldn't control their cars.
Right.
You know, I have one thing to say to those people, Florida. You know, if you can't drive in the snow, go to Hawaii, go to Florida, things like that. And this morning isn't bad, but I'll bet you there'll be people in ditches. There'll be people who bump cars together because they can't allow extra time this morning. Let's talk about winter driving. Now, this happens only about maybe a month or so a year where we actually, like December wasn't really a winter month for us.
No,
January and February are.
Right.
So these are going to be our 2 months. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about getting your vehicle ready for winter. Because a lot of people don't do that. They let it go all year long. Yeah, you got in. First of all, did you see the temperatures for next week?
Yes, yeah, super cold. 20 below wind chill, I believe they're talking. Yeah. So.
And the antifreeze in your car has got to be up to snuff. If it's not, it's going to crack your engine block, and then you're really going to have problems.
Right.
And when you see this green liquid dripping down your driveway, and that's not going to go away.
No.
So let's talk about things like that. Let's talk about people have these automatic warmers on their car now.
Yes.
Where you can do it from the house, but it doesn't unlock the door.
Correct.
When you do it. So is that safe?
That's safe.
Okay. Now you can do what our next door neighbor did once. She started the car, went in the house, came out, her car was gone.
Correct. That happens frequently.
Now you wouldn't think it would happen at, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, but I don't think thieves work on the 9 to 5 clock.
No. If they see an opportunity, they will take it. And that is a big opportunity when your vehicle is running and the whether it's in your driveway, on the street, if your keys are in the ignition, there are very good chances that it'll be taken.
So if you have the automatic car starts, like my daughter had when she lived here, she started the car, it was all warmed up when she got in there, but, you know, the doors are locked.
Correct.
So you can't get in. And even if you want, you can put the club on and still start the car. And, you know, people see the club and then, next car, they won't bother because too much of a hassle. Quick aside, I was watching, you ever watch these Road Wars TV shows on A&E, Road Wars?
No.
Okay. This woman is in the parking lot. She steals the car. She carjacks the car, throws the woman out, gets in the car, and she's smashing to every car in this supermarket parking lot, running into cars, backing up forward, keep hitting the cars, and she can't get out of the lot because they had a club on the wheel, and she couldn't turn the wheel. And she figured she'd keep crashing into cars, eventually she's going to get out. Now, as stupid as she was, what does she think is going to happen when she gets on the road and can't steer the wheel? So eventually she crashed into so many cars, she destroyed the car she was in, and it just stopped, and they got her out. But it had a club on the thing. Where'd she think she was going with that club? So anyway, that's starting your car. Don't leave it unattended, because there'll be some opportunist out there who will steal your car on you.
Correct.
And you guys, you run into that a lot. Huh?
Very frequently, this time of year especially, yes.
And what do? You go up to the house and say, hey, stupid, did you start the car? Because that's what I would do.
No, we do not do that. We take their complaint and take their report.
Well, they found my neighbor's car
in
Illinois. They actually found it and they got it back. And she used it up until recently where she traded it in. But, you know, you have a car somebody stole you. Really? It's kind of scuzzy to drive around in that thing. But they do it. Here's the biggest thing. And this is my pet peeve. Slow down. The speed limit says 70 on the freeway, but it doesn't say 70 when it's snow covered.
Right.
I mean, you got to use your brains a little bit here. If you hit the gas and you feel the car start to, you can feel the wheel spinning a little bit, you'd think you'd slow down, but they don't do it.
Nope. No, they don't.
So how many times do you have to go onto the roads and get cars out of ditches, out of someone's front yard, out of two cars stuck together because they smash into each other?
I mean...
Well, you don't cover the freeway.
We do not cover the freeway. We have all city streets, thank heavens. But, I mean, we still have our fair share of accidents. Like, it's the first time people have seen snow here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's the thing that gets me is, they say, it's going to snow. How many years have you been living here? All my life, 40 years.
Yeah.
And you still panic when there's snow outside? I mean, I could see if someone moved here from Hawaii and the first snowstorm they had, they didn't know how to drive in it.
Right.
But that's not the case here.
No.
People know they should slow down. You know, would you rather get to work with a car that's not smashed up? Now, I had an incident. We had a major snowstorm once. And I live on Main Street. And the plow truck came by, and we have two lanes, but the plow truck came by, so one lane was still snow covered. Mm-hmm. It didn't have any, you know, it wasn't plowed because they made their first pass. So I had to slow down in the lane, the driving lane, and turn into my driveway from that lane because it was about 2 feet of snow, whatever it was, from the plow truck. They plowed all the snow into it. So I'm going in, and a guy on a cell phone, a driver for Jimmy John's, smashes into my brand new car. Just got the car 2 months before, 3 months before. He smashes right into the door because he wasn't paying attention, and he drove into through the snow and smashed into my car, and he hit the light post. And he gets out of the car, and he's still on his cell phone, by the way. You figure you'd put it down at that point, but he doesn't do it. So the police come, and my wife ran out, got a yardstick and her camera, put the yardstick in the snow right next to the police car, which was parked in the street with the lights on, took a picture of it, and took a picture of his car with his tracks going through the snow. She got the whole thing on, all these pictures taken. I got a ticket for turning from the middle lane into this, even though it didn't matter. He got a ticket because he had no insurance. I can't believe Jimmy John's let him drive without insurance.
Right.
That was shocking. But anyway, we got tickets, and I went to the police department, and I went to go with the ticket, and I said, I want to see the assistant district attorney and tell her I want a jury trial. And she stared at me, just like I'm staring at you now. And I said, I want a jury trial. And I showed her the pictures, and she looked at the pictures. She goes, what about if we change it to inattentive driving? I said, I want a jury trial. I've got the pictures. There was no way for me to turn into, you know, 2 feet of snow, and you could see the yardstick. And it's next to the police car, so you know when we took the picture. And she stared at me again. What if we put it to a light bulb was out over the license plate? And I said okay to that, which I probably shouldn't have, because that's a lie. The license plate,
right,
the bulb wasn't out, but that's what she put it down to. But, you know, it happens. This guy was on a cell phone, and I can't swear to it, but I know he wasn't paying attention, because if he was, he would have gone on the left of me, not to the right of me through the snow,
right,
and hit the light post with no insurance. So anyway, bottom line is, you got to be careful out there.
Right. Pay attention. Stay off your phone.
Now, how do you guys get through the snow in a heavy snowstorm?
We have bigger vehicles than however their makeup is. I'm not a car expert.
Now, during that 2 feet of snow, the Groundhog Day snowstorm, now you said you got to work because they picked you up.
Correct. I had to get picked up that day.
How did they get through the snow?
Well, I live on a main street, so my front of my house was plowed. So I walked to the corner and was picked up there.
Well, I live on a main street too, but I don't have time now. I'm going to tell you. Do I have time now? All right, quickly. Well, I can. I'll tell you after the break. I got to tell you the story about that day, because on radio, you got to come in.
Right.
Because if you don't, there's nothing on the radio like there was at the top of the hour. There's nothing on the radio. So anyway, we're going to talk about that. Also, I want to talk about distance driving. One of my pet peeves are, even on a clear day, people are driving. I can't even see their headlights. They're so close to me. And they start blinking their lights at me. And I'm going 30 miles an hour in a 30 zone. And my wife and I are, that's the speed limit. They do it for a reason.
Correct.
They don't just, that number wasn't picked out at random. 30 miles an hour is picked out. Anticipating the snow from the night before. A lot of people go to bed, well, there's nothing on the sidewalk. I should be good by the morning. No, you're not going to be good by the morning. It doesn't work like that.
No, it doesn't.
Except yesterday, it worked like that, because it was raining, and I said, it's not going to be snow. You got to anticipate this stuff. I got to tell you, this morning, I'm coming in, and I saw the guy in front of me never move the snow off his back window.
Ugh,
now, the car manufacturers help you by putting a back window defroster on. So they're going to give you, they get a head start. This guy could not see out of his back window because he didn't take 1 minute. This was easy snow to brush off this morning, and he didn't do it.
Lazy.
Lazy and running late for work. So now he's going to crash into someone's car, and because he's late for work. And it's going to be my car. Thank you. Sergeant Christy Wilcox is here from the Racine Police Department. We're talking about winter driving. What a great day to talk about it. It's snowing, right? Was it snowing when you came in?
Yes.
A little bit. Snowing,
yes.
33 degrees, 719 at WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio, refreshed.
Yep. You're listening to News, Talk, and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Did you hear? The Green Bay Packers are going to the playoffs. You helped cheer the green and gold into the postseason, and you can continue to catch every play and score throughout it right here on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. What a team. Your local station for the playoffs with the Packers in Dallas against the Cowboys this Sunday at 3:30. Your hometown radio. Refresh.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Sergeant Christy Wilcox is here from the Racine Police Department. We're talking about people who don't clean their windshields when they're driving. And you just say it's laziness, which it probably is. And they're running late. They don't have time to Correct. Take an extra 30 seconds to clean their... If you're that close to coming in late to work, you deserve to get your salary docked for not coming in. But you said you give tickets out for that kind of stuff, huh?
I have given tickets for that violation, yes.
And they say, what did I do wrong? I didn't do anything wrong. What did I do wrong? I didn't do anything wrong. Nobody does anything wrong. And I was telling you, I watched these police videos where they stop these drunk drivers, people who pass stop signs, driving on the wrong side of the road. What did I do? I didn't do anything wrong. What did I do? Can I call somebody quick? Can I call somebody? And these police officers come out there. Please come out of your car. They're very calm. I was reading the comments on one of the videos, and the person said on there, where did this police officer get his patience from? I would have knocked this person's head if they started screaming and spitting at me. I would have knocked them on the side of the head. I assume you have one of those, you have patience. Do they teach patience in the police academy?
No, some of us are shorter on patience than other.
I don't know where that comes from.
But there are people that will think we should always be patient. So you have the people be like, why are they being so patient? But if we weren't patient, then you'd have other people say, well, you shouldn't act like that. So yeah. We can't please anybody.
Okay, so let's go down the list here of things. Leaving a distance between you and the person in front of you or behind you.
Correct.
And we should be able to see your headlights. You shouldn't be that close where I can't see it. And there were some people that do drive well. I don't know what happened, but one day I'm coming to work, coming down 16th Street, and there was a truck sitting inside someone's house with bricks all over the front of the truck. That happened on, it was coming down, not on 16th Street, it was coming down Memorial Drive. Memorial Drive? Yeah, Memorial Drive. And there was a house on 16th and Memorial, just up on Memorial. Mm-hmm. And the bricks were all, the guy ran his pickup truck right into the house.
Oh.
It was a couple of weeks ago. And Merry Christmas, you know. I think the bricks are still sitting out there. So leave a distance and anticipate a snowstorm. Now, with the internet today, Facebook and everything, everybody's screaming about the snow. So if you normally get up at 6 in the morning to go to work, get up at 5:30 in the morning. And the worst thing that can happen is you'll sit around and relax for an extra half hour.
Right.
If there's no snow out there. Here's the one we're just talking about. Completely clean your car windows before driving inside and out.
Right. On top, you know, that includes your headlights, because a lot of people don't clear off their headlights and their taillights, or the snow even on top of your car, because if you stop quick or once that starts to melt, then that falls down over your windows, which again obstructs your windows.
What does a snow brush cost? $3?
Something like that.
$3 for a good snow brush. My wife got me a year ago, she got me this big heavy mitten. It's got a hole in the top, and you hold on to the ice scraper inside the mitten.
Hmm.
So when you're scraping, you're warm. It doesn't, you know, I don't know what that cost her, $2, $3, whatever it was. We have all different types of brushes, some that swivel so you can push the snow off, and you got the usual ones, and I have extra long ones so you can reach the whole length of the car with it. You'd be surprised how many people don't have them. Where do you have one? Yeah, I have it. It's in my house in the basement. Well, that's going to do you good.
Right.
When you're trying to clear the windows off. And sometimes it snows during the day when you're at work. You need that. And you got somebody out there trying to push it off with a piece of paper and a little paper, a little tissue they had in their pocket. Just get the snow brush and keep it in the back seat of your car. It's not going to hurt anything being back there. We keep it in the car year-round. I keep it in my, I throw it in the back of my trunk.
Right.
So I don't have to think about it. You know, it's back there, and I got that mitten one, which is so good. Check the fluids in your vehicle before heading out.
Especially if you have a long commute, you want to make sure you've got all your fluids, like your windshield washer, even your gas. Some people don't leave anticipating there might be an accident where you're going to be stuck in traffic for a long time.
And then you see that little light come on.
Right.
Warning, you got 10 minutes. And your car does use gas just sitting there idling, just so you know, folks. I'm not driving. I guess it won't be using any gas.
Right.
Did you just wake up and you were in a coma for the last 50 years? Of course you use gas when you're idling. So, so check the fluids, the antifreeze.
Yep.
Because nobody checks that stuff. You just assume it's going to be there. And all the fluids in the car, just check them. You know, the other day when it said, you know, run for your lives, 8 inches of snow, I went to the gas station, I filled up. I had a quarter of a tank, but I figured, nah. And I live 11 minutes from this place, and I still loaded up. Yeah. I mean, I could walk here sometimes. So anyway, do that. Cruise control. A lot of people put their car, oh, you know what I can't wait to see? These automatic cars, you know, that drive.
Oh, yeah.
That you can take a snooze. Could you imagine them in a snowstorm? Could you imagine? And they've had pictures people have taken of people, you know, snoozing while these cars are driving themselves. I don't know how do you relax and rest knowing that's happening? And you wake up all of a sudden, oh, where am I? You've been asleep in a coma for the last 30 years. What happened? Well, your carpet's on automatic. Really? Well, we don't use cars anymore. So anyway, yeah, I mean, can't imagine that.
No.
But people, you know, are going to use that someday. So cruise control.
So I looked it up because I was not sure about this one, but I'd heard it on the news. I'd seen it on the internet. The constant speed can increase the chance that your tires will hydroplane and you could lose control of your vehicle.
If you use cruise control.
Correct.
You know, when I used cruise control last, I was heading out in South Dakota, and I was on the freeway during the summer. And it's you ever go out on the freeway to Wyoming or South Dakota?
It's
like nothing. A straight line for hundreds of miles. I put cruise control on.
Yeah.
Because I think it was 75 miles an hour, the speed limit. And I said, it's flat. I'm going for the next 100 miles before the next gas station. I think I can take a nap. And I put it on cruise control. Actually, I didn't nap. But I did put it on cruise control.
Sure.
I rarely use it because I like to have full control of the car. And I get nervous when I don't have full control. Accelerate and decelerate slowly. What about pumping the brakes? Is that? I heard do it, don't do it. Do it, don't do it. Supposed to do that? Pump the brakes? I know you're not supposed to jam on the brakes because you lock up your car.
Correct. And then that's a good way to spin out.
And this steer in to a, if you're skidding, you steer into the skid.
Correct.
You don't steer out because your car is going to go in circles and fishtail all over the place. But you know what? When you're turning around and you're in that situation, all your learning, all your buck learning, everything goes right out the window because you're scared to death. And I don't blame you. You're headed toward other cars.
Correct.
And I was never in an accident in my life like that.
Oh, well, good for you.
The only accident I was ever in was that guy hit my car. That was it when I was turning into my driveway. I was never in an accident, so I don't know what it's like to be in that situation. My father was. I remember that. My wife was, too, I think, at one time in a bad accident. But it wasn't during the winter. But I can't imagine what that's like. Your car's spinning out of control, and you don't know what's going on around you.
Right.
You ever in an accident like that?
Not quite like that, no.
You know, I got to ask you, too. You know these when they do these pit maneuvers with police cars? Now, you've never done one, have you?
No.
They destroy all these police cars. And sometimes, two or three police cars will have, banged up and everything from these pit maneuvers. It kind of takes them out of service.
Oh, it definitely takes them out of service.
So what do you own, your own garage or something? You take these cars?
I cannot speak for other jurisdictions. I know we do not allow pit maneuvers. They're not trained by us.
And also, here's another thing about police. When did police cars go out of style? And they're all SUVs across America now. There are no more like Mayberry police cars.
Well, the old Crown Vicks were rear-wheel drive. which isn't necessarily the best to drive in Wisconsin winters.
Hold on a second. Sergeant Christy Wilcox is here from the Racine Police Department talking about winter driving. More to come at WRJN. Stay where you are.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis faced off last night on CNN in the GOP's fifth presidential debate.
You would have no tax up to a certain point, and then it would just be a single rate.
Small businesses are the heartbeat of America. We need to prove it by making those tax cuts permanent.
Chris Christie suspended his campaign hours before the debate. CBS's Bob Costa.
Getting out now, he's giving Nikki Haley runway and anybody else runway to take on Donald Trump.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Here in Iowa, the Haley campaign believes Christie's exit is going to help her up in New Hampshire, where a recent poll suggests she's just single digits behind the former president.
Donald Trump's civil fraud trial goes to closing arguments in New York today. He was hoping to deliver his own remarks, but the judge nixed to that. Hunter Biden will be in an L.A. federal court today. He's expected to plead not guilty to tax charges stemming from his business dealings. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State health officials are urging pregnant women to get vaccinated after 580 children in Wisconsin aged 2 and younger have landed in the hospital with RSV. 3 of them died. New RSV vaccines are also recommended for adults 60 and older. They can be had at clinics and pharmacies. Doctors are urging people to get shots for flu and COVID, too. Wisconsin is one of the leading states for vehicle crashes with wildlife. Experts fear things will get worse as more rural areas get developed.
Roads, fences, development, things like that are all types of fragmentation that decrease connectivity for wildlife to be able to move across the landscapes.
Jeremy Romero is with the National Wildlife Federation. The federal government is rolling out a pilot program. States can apply for grants to build safe wildlife crossings. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are keeping an eye on yet another winter storm system that'll have the potential to bring 6+ inches of snow with very strong wind gusts and blowing snow, with snow starting late tonight, continuing through Friday, and wind really kicking in Friday night through Saturday. Stay tuned for updates today. Partly to mostly cloudy, 32. Snow starts late tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to News, Talk, and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? created more than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
News, talk, and sports. Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
So I've been enjoying the basketball and hockey championships, but I have not been enjoying the post-game press conferences. For some reason, they still have not learned that you need to put a microphone on the people asking the questions. You're at home watching this. That's an adjustment we felt we needed to make. Three, maybe four. Definitely. So if I was the athlete, I would just answer ridiculous stuff. Nobody knows what's happening anyway, you know? Probably pterodactyls. They do this at police press conferences when you need to know what's happening because something's going down. They got the police chief. He's got the badge on. You're at home. What's happening? At this point, we don't know how many escaped convicts there are. Nunchucks and flamethrowers. Yes, that's the neighborhood we think they're hiding in.
Supposed to be an up-tempo song. All right, let's go back one. Here we go. Gotta wake up in the morning. Elton John with that song, I ain't gonna do it. You know, I was on the set of Back to the Future 2 and 3. I was taking a tour of Universal Studios, and they were filming it at the time. And so we got to see it, and they filmed it in that square. You know the library scene where they do that... remember that they have to go to the clock? Remember the big clock? And they got to hit the lightning and everything? That's the same building that was used in To Kill a Mockingbird as the courthouse. It was also in Rock and Roll High School, all these movies.
Sure.
But they had all the signs up while they were filming Back to the Future 2 and 3. So it's kind of interesting. Yeah. What a great movie, Back to the Future. Great score, too. Huey Lewis was actually in the movie.
Was he?
Yes. Do you remember the scene where Michael J. Fox... is auditioning with his band in the gymnasium.
Yes.
And the guy takes the bullhorn and says, "Next!" That's Huey Lewis. He had one word, "Next!" Sergeant Christy Wilcox, Racine PD is here, Racine Police Department. Talking about winter driving, and today's a perfect time to bone up on winter driving, because this is just a taste of what a snowstorm will be like.
Correct.
We were talking about the 2 feet of snow, the Groundhog Day.
Yes.
You know, just, you know, think, well, winter's over, it's February. No, it wasn't over. 24 inches of snow. And I remember getting out, and I live on a busy street, and I dug out the driveway. And, of course, you know what happens after you dig out the driveway. The plow truck comes by and puts it all back. You can't, and I know people throw snowballs at them when they come by. What do you want them to do? They got to plow the snow out of the street. It's going to go into your driveway, and it's just a fact of life. You're going to have to live. I hear people yelling, "Rob, dead, I hope you die of cancer." What are you talking about? The guy's doing his job. He's plowing the street.
Right.
And these people get angry. I understand it. You just dug out the driveway. So I get out. And the street is, even though they were plowing, it didn't help much. And I'm going over the Main Street Bridge. And I can't see the sides of the bridge. It was just such blowing snow. And I said, oh, I hope I don't hit the railing. Where's the railing? And I'm going 2 miles an hour, and I still can't see where I'm going. And putting your brights on doesn't help because you just see the blowing snow. I finally see a police car with his lights on, and I'm following him. And he makes a turn onto 6th Street or Highway 20. He turns onto Highway 20, Washington Avenue. And I'm following him, and he disappears into the snow. I said, where did he go? It's like The Simpsons. He's a ghost car. And he disappears. And now I can't see the street. I can't see where I'm going. I can't see the sides of the road. And there's nobody around. I just want a light to follow. And I somehow I made it down to Ohio. Mm. And I turned down Ohio, and I can't get the car across to go to Victory Avenue because the snow is so deep. So I get the car turned around, and I have to somehow get down to Highway 20. And I go to Walgreens, and I go, because they're 24 hours, and I go in there. I say to the manager, I tell him who I am and where I'm working, can I park the car here? I have to walk to work. So my wife gave me this giant satchel of cans of soup, and I don't know where she thought I was going. Gives me cans of soup, and she put warm clothing in there. I'm glad she did, because I had to schlep through this snow, and it was up to my thighs. Mm-hmm. And I'm walking through, and it's hard to walk down Ohio into the snow. But I finally get to Victory, and it's worse.
Yeah.
It's almost up to my waist from the blowing snow. I get to the radio station. Tom Karko's meeting me at the door, throws me a lifeline, and pulls me into the building, gives me water. I left at 3 o'clock in the morning. I got here at 6:30.
Wow.
Yeah, he says, you know, you're late for your shift. And I just, you know, collapsed on the floor. What I didn't know at that time was my heart was failing.
Oh.
And that was in February 2nd. April 11th, I had open heart surgery. April 5th, I had open heart surgery. I told the doctor, the surgeon, that. He says, it's a miracle you didn't drop dead in that snow.
Oh.
Because your heart is failing. That's You're awful. At an 8, a 10 is you're out of business. So somebody was watching over me that morning. It was 9/10 of a mile I had to walk. So here's the story. So I get in there. How am I going to get out? So 1 o'clock in the morning, the sun is out, the streets are plowed, the parking lot's plowed. Everything was done by 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, I get home, and my wife did the shoveling. The snowdrift to go into my backyard was above my head. The dogs, we had to shovel a path for them. Yeah. It was like 6 feet tall so they could get through.
Yep.
And once they got through, I couldn't see them anymore because the walls of snow were so high. So that day you got in. How do you handle emergencies on a day like that? How do you handle them?
Well, it was difficult. If there was a plow nearby or fire trucks going to the same call, we followed them.
Because, how did they get through?
Well, their trucks were bigger, so.
But still, you're talking about 2 feet of snow.
We did get caught at one point, and luckily a city plow saw us and was able to get us out. But we were on a side street. But we were getting a lot of calls that day for carbon monoxide alarms.
Oh, yeah.
So we were going around making sure that people weren't dying from carbon monoxide because the snow was covering the vent outside.
Oh, you know, you don't think about it. That's another safety.
Yeah, that's on my list, yeah.
Is that on the list?
It's on the bottom part, yep.
Oh, yeah. Got to clean the vents.
Yep.
Because all that comes right back into the house again.
Yes.
Do people even know where their vents are?
I don't know. As a homeowner, you should. I know I do. I know where mine is.
And even if they like open the windows, if you don't know where your vent is, open them so let some fresh air in.
Right.
They say, well, it's cold outside. Would you rather be dead or would you rather be a little chilly?
Yeah.
You know, oh, I never even thought about that. That's dangerous.
It is dangerous.
And you guys, somebody calls, oh, we're having an emergency. We need you here now. And I guess there are some emergencies where you just say, we'll get to it later. My car is stuck and I can't get out of my driveway. Well, you know what? That's a AAA problem. Right. And you're probably going to get them to come for 3 days anyway.
Right.
So you don't call the police with that. Do they call you with stupid things all the time? My wife was a 911 dispatcher.
Yep.
And she could probably tell you stories, you know, about people calling, you know, my cat's missing. And that's not 911. And there is a law against making phony 911 calls or nuisance calls on 911.
Correct. It's a misuse of 911. Yes.
Yeah. And so you can do that. You must get some calls when it snows outside.
Yeah. It was some doozies that day. I remember there was a family having a squabble. And my partner, who I was riding with that day, because we got partnered up so no one was by themselves, which is unusual. We're usually in squads by ourselves. And he says, well, if you want our help, you're going to have to come to the corner because my partner can't make it to the door. She'll get lost in the snow. He was talking about me. So then their problem was solved. They didn't need us anymore.
You know, I always thought about this. You know how trains, when the tracks are slippery, a train has this device where they could pull a lever and sand comes out by the wheels.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, it puts sand on the tracks and they pull a lever. I've only seen it in movies, but when they pull the lever, the sand goes in front of the wheel, so it's not running on ice, it's running on sand. I don't know why they can't do that in cars. Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be awesome.
To have salt come out right in front of your front tire You fill up your car with soap. They can't, people can't even fill up their coolant levels in the window washer. I'm not going to do this. But fill it up on a snowy day with salt. Mm-hmm. And if you get stuck, hit the lever and it sprays the salt in front of your car. They also tell you, put like a welcome mat. Take a welcome mat, throw it right in your trunk.
Yep.
And if you get stuck with your wheels spinning, put the welcome mat in front of your tire. Most cars are front-wheel drive now.
Yep.
Put it in front, and it gets you right out.
Yep.
And then stop and get the welcome mat back. Don't leave it there. But we have a welcome mat in our cars, just in case, you know, that does happen. Let's go over your list here. I'm just looking at some of this other stuff. It's good. Fire hydrants.
Yep.
Now, the people say, well, that's a city's responsibility. Well, no, it's really yours.
Yes.
You know, the sidewalk is owned by the city, but it's still your responsibility to clean it.
Yes.
And so if you see a fire hydrant out there, and keep in mind the house burning may be yours, and when they come up, they want it to look for the fire hydrant. They don't start shoveling around it. They want to get right into action.
Correct.
So shovel around it. Yeah. What does it take you, 5 minutes to do it?
Yep.
And plus the dogs need the fire hydrant.
Right.
Yeah, yes. They need that kind of stuff. Keep all sidewalks clear. My dog's been gone now for about a year, but when I used to walk him, and I walked him every day, snow or not, you know, I can't tell you how many sidewalks were not clear.
Yeah, sidewalks and the crosswalks that are going that lead to the street without the curb part, those need to be clear too. So, for pedestrian traffic, more important, like your mail personnel trying to get to your mailbox. If you want mail, you might want to have those cleared.
Now, I understand if you're an elderly person or infirmed. And a lot of those people hire kids out.
Yep.
You know, the kids will come by on a snow day. $20, they'll do everything for you.
Yes, they will.
They'll clean everything. I would put a kid on retainer to come to my house if I was infirmed.
Yes.
And they said, what is it, 20? I'll give you 40, but I'm the first person on your list.
Yep.
And they'll do it. I see kids walking up and down the block. Hey, you want your driveway cleared? No, I'm going to do it myself. I actually need the exercise. But right. Yes, thank you for asking. Yep. And they're walking with their shovels on their shoulders. So keep your sidewalks clear. I don't know what the excuse would be for 2 days after the snow stops for not cleaning your sidewalk. You have tickets for that?
There are tickets for that, yes.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Give them. Clear access to your mailbox. You know, rain, sleet, or snow, they are there.
Yes, they are.
And, you know, they can't be going through a foot of snow to get to your mailbox.
Right.
I mean, have a little mercy on these people who are schlepping out there with your mail. And so we always do that. We always clean a path to the mailbox. And we actually have mats we put there so they don't have to walk on the grass and sink into the dirt. There's mats out there for them to walk on. Adhere to all winter parking regulations. Now, what is on main thoroughfares when there's a snow emergency? You're off the street.
Correct.
And there's a reason for that.
Yes. So the plows can do their job and keep the main street clear for emergency vehicles to get through when they need to get through.
And what happens is, if you don't move your car, then when you do move it, there's this big hunk of snow where your car was.
Right.
And now it's going to stay there.
Right.
So, adhere to those parking regulations. Now, during a snow emergency, is it like every street or just major arterial streets?
Major arterial streets. So, I just looked up the snow emergency parking restrictions. So, there's no parking on either side of the following streets and all streets with parking meters. So, if there's a parking meter on your street, you can't park there. All those are supposed to be clear.
Now, how do you know there's a snow emergency? Now, we know because we have cell phones and you're on Facebook, you're on all this, you see it on TV, hear it on radio. But let's say you're an elderly person, you don't have Facebook, you don't have a computer. How do you, well, you're probably not driving if you're that elderly and you can't get on a computer.
That's a good question. I know the city has a phone system that they will send out text alerts.
Yeah, but if you don't have a...
Well, that's true.
You don't get texts.
I mean,
interesting to find out how that works.
Right.
So parking regulations during a snow emergency, you should know that stuff by now. I mean, do you really need people to tell you when there's a foot of snow on the ground? I mean,
you'd be surprised.
Yeah. Do you really need somebody to tell you? You know, you probably should move your car. Now, I feel bad for people that don't have driveways, and a lot of people don't have driveways.
Correct. And it's a problem trying to get them off the main thoroughfares to find a spot on a side street, because those are supposed to be one side or the other also, because you still have your street storage you have to adhere to.
Now, we happen to have a super long driveway. You can fit 3 cars in my driveway with no problem at all. So we do that. But we have to arrange them. So who goes out first in the morning?
Right.
You got to rearrange the cars. Let's see here. Keep snow from covering your furnace. We talked about that.
Yep.
That is, I never gave that any thought whatsoever. Don't leave your pets in the vehicle unattended. I know, well, you know, it's not summer outside. You shouldn't leave them anyway in your car. It's cold in that car.
Right.
And plus, you know, why would you leave your pet in your car locked up in a car covered by snow? People are, I lose patience with the human race every once in a while. I don't know how you do your job. It's 7:49 at WRGN. Sergeant Christy Wilcox is here talking about winter driving, winter safety, during especially a day like today here at WRGN Radio. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station. Stay where you are.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
A psychological thriller that unravels into a clever, calculated mystery. Dial M for Murder.
Opens this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild.
Tony marries Margot for her money and is named heir of her estate. He creates the perfect crime by blackmailing an old acquaintance to murder her. When the would-be killer ends up dead by Margot's hand, Tony works to frame his wife as the plot weaves a tangled web full of deception and danger.
Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha. WRJN.
I think I'm losing it this morning. It's supposed to be Billy Joel. What the heck happened? Oh, I know what happened. I think you got to put me in a home. I think I'm ready for the old age home here. What happened? Why is he here? Well, he kept hitting the wrong songs. I think he's got to be locked up. I think this is it. Straight jacket. Guy can't take care of himself. Quick reminder, the Bucks in Boston tonight taking on the Celtics, 6 p.m. right here at WRGN. Cloudy today, snow, chance of snow throughout the day, highs near 33. Tonight, rain or snow, less than a half an inch, lows around 28. Snow mixing with rain tomorrow, around an inch of snow, they say, highs near 36. Friday night, 1 to 2 inches of snow. Snow is Saturday, maybe about a half an inch, highs near 26. The big news is starting Sunday, temperatures in the single digits, below zero at night. Where'd that come from? Here we are in the mid-30s, and now all of a sudden we're 8 degrees for a high. Yeah, I know it's horrible. And you can't call it, you don't call it sick when it's snowing out. You don't pull that stunt, do you?
No.
And the Racine Police Department doesn't have snow days.
No.
They're like radio. There's no snow days here. Well, we're closing down the police department today. It snowed outside. Everybody's got a day off. And there's Christy with her family playing in the snow, building snowmen outside, and crime is running rampant in the streets. Rhyme is running cramping in the streets. And you're out there building a snowman. It's a snow day. We don't have to go in today. Isn't that nice? No, you don't have that. The fire department doesn't have that. Yesterday, I had on the guy who runs the Firehouse Museum.
Oh.
Friend of yours, right at Kitty Corner from City Hall.
Yep.
And he was here, and we talked about what fires used to be like, how they fought fires back in the early 1900s, late 1800s. They had a team of horses, two horses for the pumper wagon, this is with the water, two horses for the hose wagon. And these horses had to be specially trained to not be spooked at a fire.
Sure.
Because, you know, horses see a fire, they're going to bolt. These horses didn't do that. So they're specially trained. And I forgot to ask him, what did they do during a snowstorm? I mean,
yeah, you figure it'd be hard for them to get through it.
You're dealing with horses and wagons and... Fires happen. They happen in snowstorms just as well. And we looked at the picture he had of downtown Racine burning. And there was the horse wagon in front with the pumper truck in front. You can't it's not like today where they spray that hose and it comes out 60 feet high.
Right.
These didn't trickle, but they didn't come out at high speed. You know where they got the water from? There were cisterns in the street.
Oh.
And they used to take the cover off, and that's where the water came from. Because they couldn't fill up enough water in these trucks.
Sure.
And they used to use the pumper to pump the... Oh, I can't imagine. People say, those were the good old days. No, they weren't good old days. Horrible old days. So just to review here some of the things in case people are just tuning in now. What's your review? You got the tips in front of you there, right?
I do.
Let's talk... Well, here, you can use my sheet.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There you go.
All right. when you warm up your car, don't leave it unattended unless you have automatic start.
And make sure the doors are locked.
Yes. Yeah. Yep, absolutely, at all times. Slow down. Prepare. Give yourself time to get to wherever you're getting to, because you should be going no more than the speed limit when there's snow. Leave a greater distance between your vehicles while driving and when you're stopping. Because when you're stopped, you could still get rear-ended. And then if you're close enough to the vehicle in front of you, you could rear-end them then.
And you know what? Your insurance company doesn't care if it wasn't your fault or not.
Right. Right. Anticipate that there's going to be ice. Completely clear all of your windows off. Make sure all your lights are cleared off from the snow.
Also, your radiator grill.
Yes.
Because your car will overheat if there's no air going through there. So that's a good point. I forgot about that.
Check your fluid levels. That's a good way to anticipate the snow coming. Check the amount of gas you have. Make sure especially if you have a longer commute. Avoid using cruise controls so you don't hydroplane. And accelerate and decelerate slowly. And don't crowd your plows or emergency vehicles.
Yeah, people like to get behind a plow because they figure, well, this is great. He's plowing the plow. Got people, and they're pelting your car with salt, for one thing. And then he can stop, too.
Correct.
And just because he plowed doesn't mean the road isn't slippery anymore.
Correct. They say 200 feet at least you should leave for space between you and a plow or an emergency vehicle.
See, the guy behind me misread that. He thought it said 2 feet. And he was right on my tail this morning. Right. I'm not going to speed because he's late for work, wants to get to someplace in a hurry. Right. What else we have on that list?
Those are all the driving tips. Other winter tips to think about is keep the fire hydrants clear. Keep your sidewalks clear for pedestrian traffic. Have clear access to your mailbox. Adhere to all the parking regulations. Keep snow from covering your furnace and your vents so carbon monoxide doesn't get into your house. And then don't keep your pets unattended in your vehicle.
Here's another thing, too. When you're walking your pets and it's cold outside, the paws on their feet get really cold. I used to see my dog, and it wasn't really that cold, but in the snow, if he stood there a while, he'd start lifting up his paws one at a time.
Right.
And I remember once I had to carry him from the lakefront home. And it really wasn't that cold, but it was cold for him.
Sure.
And he was an older dog at the time. And I had to carry him 2-3 blocks.
Yep.
Because he was uncomfortable.
That, and then the snow that people, or the salt that people put down on their sidewalk is bad for animals. So if you're taking them out for a walk and you go through that, make sure you wipe their paws off when you get inside.
Or if you see them put salt in, now there is pet-friendly salt you
there
can
There is.
What happens is the salt is a chemical.
Yes.
And it burns them. Could you imagine walking outside and your feet are on fire? That's what it's like for your pets, cats and dogs.
Correct.
Cats, people don't walk, so they're on their own, but they're smart enough to know to walk around. Dogs aren't that smart.
Right.
So you've got to walk them. Sometimes when I walk them down a side street, I'll take them in the street because I see the sidewalks are covered with snow. And I don't know if that's pet friendly or not.
Right.
Because I do have pet friendly snow at home. I had it when I had a dog.
Salt, you mean? Pet-friendly salt.
What did I say, snow?
Yeah.
I have pet-friendly snow, too. Pet-friendly salt. And, boy, I need that oldies home. There's one down the block here. I got to go into that home, take a break for a couple of years, and just get out of this. Anyway, so these are important things. This isn't really a bad storm today.
No.
So when it does, and it will snow more. I mean, this is just the beginning. It will snow more. And the two things you don't want. Don't have your car wrecked. You don't want to wind up in a hospital. You don't want your pets getting hurt out in the snow.
Right.
And take care of your animals. I mean, I had dogs my entire life on this planet, and I know you got to take care of them. And I've never lived in a place where there wasn't snow. And even in Georgia, you know, I lived in Atlanta, nice storms and snow. They have them. You know, so anyway, take care of your pets and stuff like that. It's a pleasure having you in here.
Thanks for having me again.
Next time we have you in, we'll talk about the summer heat.
No, we got a few months, I think, before we can talk about
and
heat.
And by the way, don't let your pets walk on hot asphalt either.
Well, that's true. If you were to walk barefoot on the asphalt in that heat, and your feet are going to burn, so are theirs.
I'd walk them on the grass.
Yep.
And walk them on somebody. Even the concrete isn't as bad as asphalt.
Right.
Sergeant Christy Wilcox, you be safe out there today,
Thank you.
All the police officers, be safe. It's 7:58 WRJ, and I'm Don Rosen. Back again tomorrow. The mayor's in tomorrow. Mayor Corey Mason's going to be sitting in your seat tomorrow. Yeah. So we'll talk to the mayor tomorrow right here at WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio Refresh, the civic media station. Be safe out there, okay?
on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go. Go.
This
go, go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.